Pat Pagano, our meteorologist. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. And yeah, there's nothing unusual really about the weather. We have a low that's off Long Island that may give us a shower today and tonight. No big deal. 80 today, mid-60s tonight. After that, typical August weather. Hazy to partly cloudy, very humid. We'll be in the middle 80s Tuesday, 90 to 95 Wednesday, low 90s Thursday, 90 Friday. And there's a chance of a thunderstorm each day. If we're lucky, maybe a front will go by Friday and bring down the temps and the humidity just a little bit.
Now, I'm looking at radar this morning, okay? Mm-hmm. And once again, I see there's precipitation moving in from the northwest. It's heading southeast. But I also see light precipitation heading from the Atlantic Ocean and moving westward across Connecticut. Is there a front in there someplace?
You're talking about, well, the system that's over Connecticut, that's the Long Island low.
Okay.
That's counterclockwise circulation. And the showers and thunderstorms that you see north and west of us,
yes,
that's a front that will never make it. Just watch out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just, it's strange to see, you know, two different directions of precipitation. It happens every once in a while. But that's what I see this morning. And I didn't know whether it was my eyes, my mind, or what.
No, that's it. I mean, you know, it's pretty much what we expected. You know, yesterday, I know Long Island got real heavy rain, over an inch and a half of rain. And up by me in northwest New Jersey, we barely had any clouds.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, we got nothing. On Saturday, yeah, during our reunion, it was a beautiful day. It was warm. And it was a little humid, but it was a beautiful day for a reunion. And also we had the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. They did the ceremony for the ceremonial digging of the dirt for the renovations at the Hotchkiss Library on Sunday. There was a big event in West Cornwall where a local merchant had a lot of things going on. We had sidewalk sales going on in Kent and Salisbury, and the weather really held beautifully for everything.
Yeah, we were very lucky. I think very lucky. Very, very lucky, considering what has happened, you know, elsewhere. So, yeah, right now the heaviest rain is over Rhode Island and approaching the Cape. And that other stuff you mentioned, that is, it looks like it's, I would say it's probably Utica, from about Utica, down almost north of Binghamton. That's with the front. That's moving eastward. So very interesting because the showers that are over Connecticut right now, they are moving from east to west, which is interesting. The showers that are over New York City are moving from north to south. So there's the circulation. And the rain, that the real heavy rain, approaching the Cape, that's moving northeast. So you have that circulation that's just about, I would say, south of the Hamptons right now. That's where that low is. It's not tropical, so don't worry about that. Talking about the tropics, two disturbances in the South Central Atlantic. One's about 350 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. That could become Fred. And then there's another one just east of that that could become Grace. So we will be watching those two. And again, from a United States standpoint, they're far away from land.
All right.
That's it. So I have a stressful day, very, very rough Monday for me. I have to get all my work done. I have to be in New City at 10 for the MRI. And then from there, I have to be at Nyack Hospital for the EEG for that test. So I should be home sometime this afternoon. So I'm not too thrilled about these tests, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm really, really beat today. And I did, you know, all I did was add 4 hours on Saturday to go to the reunion. I do admit I ran out of energy at about 3 o'clock in the last hour I was there. I was just so tired. But then on Sunday, my daughter came by, Karen, and we had lunch at a local restaurant. But I'll tell you what, even just that little bit extra on the weekends, this morning, this not a good morning. This not a good morning.
Aren't you glad you don't have to go for tests?
What's funny, I do have to go see my doctor at 11 o'clock, so I've got to hang around Sharon until 11 o'clock, and he scheduled his, I think it's the yearly appointment for me to go see him, my local doctor.
Okay.
So I got to do that at 11. I did watch a movie over the weekend, Pat, a damnedest movie I've ever seen.
Uh-oh.
No, it's, I started watching it, and then I was going to stop. But then I said, you know what? This is so crazy, I'm going to watch it. And I watched it through to the end. And you know what?
Right.
He's not going to win any awards, but it was fun. It was gory, but it was fun. It's called The Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. It's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
It's streaming. There's one problem.
What?
I started watching that.
Yeah.
The other night, and I'm having this problem with HBO Max. It pauses and you get the little round circle in the middle, you know, trying to find the rest of it, and it just keeps happening.
Must be a lot of people zapping into it, is all I could figure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that was it. That was it.
But
okay,
I was gonna turn it off, and after the first portion where, but I kept it on because the characters are crazy. The plot is crazy. The effects, the special effects, are fun, and so it turned out where I actually enjoyed it. But it's, what did you think of the part you watched?
I was only able to watch like the first 3-4 minutes.
Oh, so you didn't get to the big plot change?
No,
okay.
I didn't get anything. Right? Yeah.
It was. Watch it fully because you'll be a little disappointed up till one point. And then something really weird happens at about 12 minutes in, where the good guys kill good guys and don't realize it, and the movie takes off from there. It's fun.
Okay.
But it's really weird. It's really a weird movie. The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, on HBO Max. Yeah,
yeah, so you can watch that there. But you provided a great weekend of weather for everything that went on around here, though, Pat. Now, did you, any more on your... when does your refrigerator come?
That comes next Saturday.
It's already in.
They notified me last Friday that it was already at the store. And I thought maybe they would deliver it this past Saturday. But, it was a little too close to get it onto the delivery truck. So it's coming this coming Saturday, which still is not bad. I mean, you know, that was it got to the store in a week, less than a week. Which means if I had a pickup truck, I could have gone and picked that up myself. But I don't have a pickup truck. And you can't lay them down, the propane refrigerators. They have ammonia in them. But you can't lay them down because if you do, then when you get it to where you want to put it in the kitchen, it has to stay upright for 24 to 48 hours. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Yep.
So I just said, you know what? Let the professionals deliver it. And so they're going to deliver it next Saturday, this Saturday. And this Saturday is also the annual picnic at the lake. Normally, they have about 250 people. So far this year, ticket sales are 110.
Think it'll get up to there?
No, no way. No way. One of the main people that always is there and brings tons of friends, he caught the Delta variant. And now he has just been brought to the hospital. So I don't know how he's making out. And he's a young guy. I don't get that either, Marshall. He, about 3 years ago, he went for a heart bypass. A young guy in his 50s went for a bypass. You went for a heart bypass and you're not going to get vaccinated?
So he didn't get vaccinated.
He did not get vaccinated.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't get it. Don't get it at all.
Well, we can explain, but you know, people do what they want to do. It's what it is. Yeah. What can you do? Well, at least the Olympics are over.
Thank God for that.
And for the 7th Olympics in a row, who won the most medals?
USA.
Who won the most gold?
USA.
Oh gosh.
Why don't we just have the Olympics? I don't understand why we. why we don't have them here.
Well, here's what they've done with the Olympics. They used to be every 4 years. In 4 years, they would have the Summer Olympics. 4 years, they had the Winter Olympics. 4 years, the Summer Olympics. What they've done is they have the Summer Olympics. Now, in 2 years, they have the Winter Olympics. Then again, in 2 years, it's the Summer Olympics. You know, they change the schedule like that. So you kind of get Olympic'd out.
Right.
Even though the athletes are great and you want them to do well, you kind of get Olympic'd out. It's kind of like the Red Sox and the Yankees. You know, the big rivalry. I play like 20 games a year. After the first 10 games, who cares?
Right.
You know, you too much of it. You kill the golden goose. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Too much of anything is no good.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Pat, you provided a great weekend. I had a great time at the reunion. Great time. And we appreciate the weather forecasting and the weather, Mother Nature working out to everybody's advantage.
You're welcome. And I will see you tomorrow morning, hopefully.
You got it. Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano here in the Weather Center on Robin Hood Radio.